The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, I hope you're having a great day. We're going to start out today with one of our communities around the Triangle near Raleigh, the Holly Springs Cultural Center. The number there is 919-567-4000. All events start at 7:30 unless noted. All right, Friday, July 13th. It's the Holly Springs Community Band Summer at the Springs event from 7 to 9. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 19th through the 21st, Mama Won't Fly. An outrageously hilarious race against the clock begins when Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother all the way from Alabama to California in time for her brother's wedding. Savannah's problem? Mama won't fly. Friday, July 27th, it's Funk and Disorder, or Funk in Disorder. The members of the band come from North Carolina, New York City, Italy, and Washington, D.C., having played professionally for years. Rock, R&B, electronic music, funk, hip-hop, reggae, country, blues. The guys bring all this and more with a fresh and original sound. Summer at the Springs event from 7 till 9. Friday, August 10th, it's Road Candy. Road Candy is a Raleigh-based cover band with a focus on rock, groove, funk, and soul tunes from well-known artists spanning several decades. Friday, August 24th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, GB4, Holly Springs' own original blues and classic rock party band. Holly Springs residents Tom Dobridge, Steve Spencer, Brad Schaefer, and Kingsley Platts invite everyone out to their 8th appearance at the Summer at the Springs concert series. Then the Holly Springs Cultural Center has also scheduled Monday morning movies, all set to start at 10 a.m. July 9th is Ice Age 2, The Meltdown. Very funny movie. July 16th, Monsters, Inc., another animation, funny stuff. July 23rd, it is Zootopia. It's become one of my top 10 favorites. July 30th, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. That's movies at the Holly Springs Cultural Center on Monday mornings at 10. Switching to the town of Cary, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Vaughn Park. One Friday a month, the Vaughn Park Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run through October and are free from 5 until 8. August 3rd, it's Kaylin Robertson, 6 to 8. September 7th, Ed Stevenson, 5 to 7. And October 4th, My Cousin Skinny, from 4 to 7. Two shows left in the 2018 Starlight Concert Series in Cary. The free concerts take place Friday evenings in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. July 27th, it's Bryn Mawr at 7, and August 10th, it's Jamrock at 7. The Sertoma Concert Series. It's a free concert series that takes place on the second Saturday of the month through August. Music starts at 7. It's sponsored by Pinecone. July 14th, it's All Night Public Radio. And August 11th, Shauna Tucker. Wind Down Wednesday concert series at Waverly Place in Cary. Concerts held through August from 6 to 9. And I should say through August 1st. July 11th, Liquid Pleasure. July 18th, The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. July 25th, Hip Pocket. And August 1st, Soul Psychedelique. Okay, let's talk about the Hopscotch Festival coming up September 6th through the 8th. Festival organizers say Miguel and Liz Phair are among the most recognizable names on the list of performers scheduled for the 2018 Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh. Additional headliners on the main stage include Grizzly Bear and Belle and Sebastian. Other bands on the Hopscotch bill this year include The Revolution, Moses Sumney, Real Estate, Mipso, The Jayhawks, Waxahachie, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and dozens of others. The Hopscotch Music Festival takes place September 6th through the 8th at various venues in downtown Raleigh, including City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater. VIP wristbands and three-day passes allow access to all festival clubs, three City Plaza headlining shows, and three Red Hat Amphitheater headlining shows. Single show passes for City Plaza and Red Hat, as well as one-day passes, go on sale in the coming weeks. Okay, the Dreamville Festival. North Carolina's own J. Cole, who grew up in Fayetteville, holds a music festival in Raleigh this fall. The Dreamville Festival, which will feature local music, culture, food, and art, will be held at Dorothea Dix Park September 15th. The multi-stage festival will include a mix of up-and-comers and national acts. The full lineup is expected to be released soon. VIP packages include perks like early festival entry, premium viewing areas, access to a VIP bar and restrooms. The Dreamville Festival will donate proceeds to the Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy and the Dreamville Foundation, a nonprofit J. Cole founded in 2011 to bridge the gap between the worlds of opportunity and the urban youth of Fayetteville. Also in September, the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. This is the fifth time or the fifth year for this music festival. This year, Art of Cool will move from the spring to the weekend of September 28th and 29th with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. Okay, folks. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Art of Cool is shifting from non-profit to for-profit with its sale to an entertainment company. Last year, Art of Cool received $30,000 in public funding from the city of Durham, and the city has a similar level of support earmarked for this year. Along with the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, Art of Cool venues will include Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, and the Pinhook. The additional acts will be announced later. Other concert venues around the state in Greensboro. Wednesday, July 11th, Dan and Phil 2018 World Tour, Interactive Introverts. That's at White Oak Amphitheater. Friday, July 20th, Gate City Blues Festival, also at the White Oak Amphitheater. Saturday, July 28th, Southeastern Rodeo Association Heritage Rodeo, Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, July 28th, 14th Annual Summertime Brews Festival. This is at the Special Events Center at Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, August 4th, it is Tribute to the Magic of Motown at Odeon Theater. Monday, August 13th, WWE Monday Night Raw, Greensboro Coliseum. Wednesday, August 22nd, Three Doors Down and Collective Soul at White Oak Amphitheater. August 22nd through the 26th, Cirque du Soleil, their Crystal Show at Greensboro Coliseum. And then Saturday, September 1st, Intocable Special Events Center at Greensboro Coliseum. Don't forget that October 13th, Billy Joel will be at BB&T Field at Wake Forest University. And here's a lineup for the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Saturday, July 28th, it's Rod Stewart with special guest Cyndi Lauper. August 8th through the 12th, it's Cirque du Soleil with their Corteo show. Saturday, September 15th, Alan Jackson, Honky Tonk Highway Tour with Randy Houser. Wednesday, October 3rd, Florence plus the Machine, High as Hope Tour. Thursday, October 4th, it's Maroon 5, Red Pill Blues Tour with special guest Julia Michaels. Then Tuesday, October 16th, at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Nicki Minaj and Future. Local clubs in Raleigh, Lincoln Theater, The Ritz, and Poorhouse Music Hall. Let's take a look at the Lincoln Theater first. Of course, it's on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Tuesday, July 10th, Barra's Hammond with Harmony House Singers and Of Good Nature. That show starts at 8. Friday, July 13th, Little Ozzy with Neon Nights at 9. Saturday, July 14th, Control Group Reunion with Chris Heaton Band, Donna Blue Band, and Night Shift. That starts at 8. Sunday, July 15th, Afton Music Showcase with Air Detectives, Landon Gray, and the Lucky Strikes, among others, starts at 6:30. Thursday, July 19th, it's Eric Schwartz at 8. Friday, July 20th, Justin West and Aaron Hammer and the Big River, 7:30. Thursday, July 26th, Tav Bonoy with Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos. Friday, July 27th, Live Nation presents Tony Lanez Memories Don't Die Tour. That's at 8. Saturday, July 28th, Mother's Finest with Gotta To Be Funky. That's at 8:30. Thursday, August 2nd at Lincoln Theater, Ganja White Knight with Sub Docta at 7. Friday, August 3rd, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Tuesday, August 7th, it's Pennywise at 9. Friday, August 10th, 2018 Brotherhood Bash Block Party starts at 4:30. Friday, August 10th, The Mantras at 11:15. Saturday, August 11th, Metal Pole Mayhem at 9. And finally, Thursday, August 16th, Sister Hazel with Tom Mackle. That starts at 8. Moving to the Ritz. The club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. You can go online for a lot of information about the club. It's online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Okay, Friday, July 13th, the Summer Slaughter Tour 2018. That starts at 2:30. Saturday, July 14th, Honky Tonk Outlaws, Outlaw Country Tribute at 7. Saturday, July 21st, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Tuesday's Gone at 7. Monday, July 23rd, Janelle Monáe, Dirty Computer Tour at 7:30. Friday, July 27th, Live Nation and Cat's Cradle present Beach House. Saturday, July 28th, Grunge Fest 2018 starts at 6:30. Sunday, July 29th, Franz Ferdinand. Saturday, August 4th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire at 7. Friday, August 10th, the Purple Madness Prince Experience featuring Bobby Miller. Saturday, August 11th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Shoot to Thrill at 7. Thursday, August 16th, it's Playboy Carti. Friday, August 17th, Band of Horses. And then Thursday, August 30th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime. All right, going to move on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Monday, July 9th, Grizzle and the Reliably Bad Band. Tuesday, July 10th, Mobley and Orlando Parker Jr. at 8:30. Thursday, July 12th, local band Local Beer with King Draft, Jared Sales, and D.L. Zine. Friday, July 13th, Caravan to the Creek pre-party with Downtown Abbey and the Echoes at 3. Saturday, July 14th, Andy Wood, Infinite Eve, and Seth Rosenblum at 7. Saturday, July 14th, Elephant Convoy, 10:30. Sunday, July 15th, it's Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with City Dirt Trio, plus Tennessee Jed and Friends at 2. Monday, July 16th, Fly Anakin and Oblev's Backyard Boogie Tour, Al DeVino, Billy Esko, and Ankle John. Tuesday, July 17th, Get Sad, Y'all, Raleigh's Emo Night. Wednesday, July 18th, Consider the Source, Magma Opus, a big what? Showcase. Friday, July, don't ask me what that means. Friday, July 20th, Slum Village, Ilmac, Shame, OC from NC, and De Facto Thespian. There we go. Thespian. Saturday, July 21st, The Shakedown performs Creedence Clearwater Revival. Sunday, July 22nd, Fleet DJs Music Conference Artist Soundstage, 8 o'clock. Monday, July 23rd, Cave of Swimmers, Shadows, and Etiolated. Wednesday, July 25th, Lines in the Sky, Merges, and Raid the Quarry, and that is at 8:30. Thursday, July 26th at the Poorhouse Music Hall, local band Local Beer with Blueberry, Charity Lane, and Oxenford Clerk. Friday, July 27th, The Bleeding Hearts, The Dirty Little Heaters, and Zodiac Panther. All right. Let's check on some free local music events. And this, of course, is not a complete list, but it's a good start. All right. Weaver Street Markets, the Carrboro and Hillsboro locations, host jazz brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location hosts its Sunday concert series on the green. That's from 6 to 8. Then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8, and the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. Carolina Inn, Fridays on the Front Porch, are held each week through October 13th from 5 to 8. No cover charge or reservations required. Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro takes place on Fridays, 6:30 to 8:30, at Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Bring a chair or blanket. Food and drink will be sold at the event. No outside alcohol. Meadowmont music series in Chapel Hill. The concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. The shows in the village take place the first Friday of the month through October at 6. The two shows at the gazebo are on Saturdays at 6:30. The Bynum Front Porch Music Series weekly concert in Pittsboro that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. It's free to attend, however, donations are encouraged. The donations pay the band and also helps to pay the rent and utilities for Bynum Front Porch. Live music series at Pittsboro's Rooster Beer Garden, or Rooster, Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village, Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 3 to 6 on Sundays. Music on the Main at the Streets of South Point. Free music series, Saturdays from 6 to 9 through the 29th of September. It's family-friendly and takes place at Cinema Circle. Each week, weather permitting, September 29th, the series hosts local, state, and regional bands. Rock the Park movie and concert series takes place through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and once a month, there's a movie. The concerts and movies are free and open to the public. Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6, along South White Street in Wake Forest. Food trucks will be on hand, and beer will be available for purchase from White Street Brewing. Coolers are not allowed. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Acoustic nights in the district, Mooresville at Village Market. The series is held Fridays and Saturdays through October 20th from 6 to 9. And Saturdays in Saxapahaw. Concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The Farmers Market will be open 5 to 8, and live music takes place from 6 until 8. The concert series is free. Checking out what's going on at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Thursday, July 12th. Scheduled for Lake Street Dive. However, that concert is sold out. But you never know, if somebody turns in tickets, you might get lucky. July 14th through the 17th, Dana Rutenberg Dance Group. Several performances. Tickets purchased through Duke University box office. And this is part of the American Dance Festival. All right, also at the Museum of Art, Saturday, July 28th, the Evening with the Mavericks, led by Miami-born Caruso of country music, Raul Malo. This roots rock and country band with a Latin twist makes its second appearance at the museum. All Music Guide calls the band's new Grammy-nominated album, Brand New Day, a rich, thoroughly satisfying delight. Wednesday, August 1st, it's Father John Misty with special guest Jenny Lewis. In 2012, following a stint with indie folk rockers Fleet Foxes, Josh Tillman released the album Fear Fun, his 8th solo album, but the first under the name Father John Misty. And it marked a notable departure in his austere style of writing. A review in Pitchfork said, he's finally shaken that lonesome, somber tone, and these songs sound all the better for it. Gregarious, engaging, even funny. Jenny Lewis is a kind of indie goddess, a stylish performer who defies genre and salts her songs with a sly and off-kilter intelligence. Jeff Himmelman wrote in a 2014 profile for New York Times Magazine. All right, Friday, August 3rd, it's a special evening with Kishi Bashi and Jake Shimabukuro. How often does a classical violinist win accolades for also sounding synthastic? Let's try that again. Synthastic. Whew. Seattle-born Kuro Ishibashi ranks among the few. NPR's Bob Boylan discovered him at South by Southwest and calls him his personal favorite musician. NPR Music named him 2012 Best New Artist of the Year. Heralded as the best living ukulele player in the world, Jake Shimabukuro says the ukulele, with its humble four strings and modest two-octave range, is an instrument limited only by the imagination and creativity of the person playing it. Saturday, August 4th, it's Paris Combo. The museum rarely passes up an opportunity to present the brilliant and irresistible French ensemble Paris Combo. Their visits to the U.S. are infrequent, and the museum feels fortunate to have hosted them several times since their unforgettable performance that concluded the North Carolina Museum of Arts Festival Rodin in 2000. The combo has struck a chord with critics and audiences alike with their fun-loving mix of swinging gypsy jazz, cabaret, French pop, and Latino and Middle Eastern rhythms. Then Saturday, August 18th, is Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. The concert celebrates the tricentennial of the city of New Orleans to celebrate his hometown's rich cultural heritage and the bright future of its music. Also, and the final on the listing for the Museum of Art, Saturday, September 7th through the 9th, its Paper Hand Puppet Intervention presents In the Heart of the Fire. And that'll do it for today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.